Hello, everyone, and welcome to Tea Time. What's up, everybody? It is the end of May. I forgot what it was. I forgot what month it was. Hello. Hi. Getting a little crazy in here. The booth is hot. It's like 1,000% humidity outside. Right before I hit play or record, the mic arm, the little arm that holds my mic up in my studio, it broke. We're having a great time today. Here's the fun thing, though. It's 1,000 degrees, but I have this little fan. And I like set it up so that it kind of has like a little hook on the wall, and it's in here, and I can't really use it while I'm recording, but it is still pretty quiet. And between takes, I can like open the door and turn the fan on and like pull some of this hot air out of here. So it's pretty awesome. Hold on here. I'll turn it on and you guys can hear it. Hold on. Wait. Now it's on. So it's not super noisy. Still noisy enough that I'm not going to use it, obviously, while I'm recording, because in the booth, you kind of want as little sound as possible. I'm going to turn it back off. Oh my God, it feels so good, though. You guys, when I record, I put on, like, biker shorts and, like, a workout tank top and, like, no shoes. Put my hair up in a bun, because it's just, my God, it is so hot. But we out here. We all make sacrifices, right? One of mine is that I lose 10% of my body weight sweating every time I record. So really, it's a workout regimen, right? Anyways, it's May. This is the first month that we have introduced the new sort of audio posting schedule for Patreon, where I put out the poll and the requests for tags at the very beginning of the month. And then we have all month to sort of put in tags, vote on tags. I write the script, record the script, edit the script, and stuff like that. Normally, I would have had it actually out last week. However, right now is the first real thing that I have recorded in this booth since making and designing and building and putting up my real acoustic paneling. How does it sound? How do we sound? How are we? What do you guys think? I have spent literally months planning this out and like designing how many panels and what size and where they're going to go and getting all the materials and oh my God. If you guys are in Discord, you saw a photo of my hand. Maybe I'll put it. Hopefully I remember. If I don't remember, let me know. I'll upload it to the Patreon lens. I injured my hand pretty badly putting these panels together just from like the repetitive motion stress of like just the building process. Basically what you do is you have sheets of this like packed fiberglass foam and you cut it to size and then you get burlap and you cut that to size. You lay the foam down on the burlap. You spray it with this like sealing glue spray so that it kind of seals the edges and like hardens the edges of it a little bit so that it doesn't get squished. And then you fold it up and press it in and staple it down, and it's a process. It's a lot. If you ever want to know how to build your own acoustic panels, let me know. I am more than happy to give you all of the information that I collected because there is a lot of information. Number one, basically, is if anybody's ever looking to acoustically treat a room, the foam that you can just, like, buy on Amazon with, like, the, like, little egg crate stuff, it's trash. Don't buy it. It's trash. Do not buy that shit. I have found in my research that that is not really for absorbing sound at all. It's, I think it's called a diffuser. It reflects the sound. So if you're already in an echoey box, all it's doing is reflecting into more of the room that's already echoey. So it did nothing for me. As a matter of fact, it made it worse. It was terrible. But here we are. Isn't this so exciting? So this is the reason why everything's a little bit late, because I knew that I was so close. And I really didn't want to record knowing that, like, I don't know, 5 days later, I would have a much better sound quality. So here we are. I'm so excited. I hope it is worth the wait, and I apologize for the wait. But that's the biggest news. I now have a recording booth. Yay! I'm so excited! Ah! So it's not the absolute best that it can be. I know that for sure. There's still a little bit of like a muffly sound quality, but we're working on it. It's so much better than it used to be. I mean, we used to sound like we were in a bathroom, basically. There's a couple of things on my list to continue upgrading sound quality. The main thing for that is on my list is a new microphone. I would love in the next couple of months, maybe the next 2 months, to be able to upgrade the microphone that I'm using. Some of you might know what I'm using, and that is a Shure SM7B. It is a dynamic microphone, and it is really more suited for exactly what I'm doing right now. It's really more of a podcast mic, a streaming mic, something like that. It's not so much for professional voiceover. It can be, for sure, but it doesn't have that sort of warmth and clarity that a condenser mic will give you. And I would love to be able to bring that to recordings. Right now, it's a little expensive, but mostly what it is that I'm waiting for it to come back in stock. The mic that I'm looking at is an AT4040, which some of my friends are currently either using or looking at. I've talked to a couple of sound engineers about my personal voice and my recording setting, and we've come to the conclusion that that's going to be probably the best option for me within that price range. So I'm really excited. Hopefully that'll be coming in the next 2 months or so. You know, with everything that's going on in the world right now, it's kind of a crapshoot on shipping. So it's not in stock right now. They're waiting for more to come from Audio Technica, because I'm ordering it from Sweetwater. So once they have it in stock, I can get it. I'm very, very excited. So, yeah, that's what's going on with that. What else is going on? Things I'm working on. The Patreon goal audio, which you all voted and like submitted tags and all that stuff, that is going to be hopefully coming out next month. As most of you know, I'm a very, very slow writer. This is why I mostly perform from a script that is already written, because it just takes me a really long time to write stuff. You know, I want to get it just right. So I apologize for the wait. It's just, I am not a fast writer. I just can't do it. But it is coming, I promise. Hold on, I can tell you what the tags are and like sort of the basic story and stuff. So we are going to have a Monster Girl script. Duh, you guys know that. It is going to be a Lamia. I'm very excited. I've never done a Lamia before. It was actually a tie between Wolf and Lamia, and I chose Lamia because I've never done that before. There are a couple of me. Well, there's one of me as a wolf, and that was in the Fauna's Tavern collab that was written by Fred Writing and posted by Skitty Cat. That one is there if you want like a really sort of tsundere, mostly F-Dom. It's really cute. I like it a lot. If you like F-Dom, you'll really enjoy it. And then there's one that's going to be coming out where I also play, surprise, a tsundere hellhound. So I'm very, very excited. That one's actually very cute. I love it. That one's not out yet. It's coming out sometime with a secret collab. It's a big collab. This thing happening. Anyways, so this one's going to be a Lamia because I've never done that before and I was really excited. So the main tags for that audio are going to be gentle F-Dom, sweet and caring, whispering, blowjob, tit job, cream pie, listener's first time, multiple female orgasm. Those are the main tags that are going to be in the audio. Some things that might be mentioned or just have like a short bit in the audio Girl on top, which, you know, it's a Lamia, so she doesn't have legs, you know. Multiple male orgasm, come desperate performer, forced orgasm on listener, kissing. Those are like the slightly less high voted tags, but still like in the middle. So you might see some of those, but I'm very excited. I think what we're going to do is have it be a, like an adventurer going through a dungeon. And that's kind of how the situation starts. I'm really excited for it. I sort of have like a skeleton of the story written finally, which is honestly the hardest part, is like the what happens and when. So I am working on that. That's coming. What else is coming? Brandswood. For those of you who enjoy my safer work content, I have been writing a series called The Legend of Brandswood, and it is on YouTube. The first episode is there, and the second one I'm actually about to record right after I finish this tea time audio. I love this series. There's a lot of mystery, a lot of like, what the heck is happening, which is mystery, so I already said that. But anyways, basically, I've talked about it before, so all of you guys probably know, but the listener wakes up, they're in a witch's cabin, and there's this witch taking care of them and sort of like, sort of telling them what's going on, but not really, being a little secretive. Episode 2, you're going to get a little bit of backstory that may or may not be missing some important details to the current timeline that you are in as the listener. So I'm very excited. I'm going to be recording that today. I finally finished writing that today. Ah, I'm so excited. Let's see. What else? There is a snuggly sort of like, hey, you've been working a lot, you know, you got to relax, sort of audio coming out on YouTube soon. That's already recorded. I just have to edit it. What else? Oh, here's another thing that happened this month. All right. So I guess we should talk about this. A lot of you guys have probably noticed that I don't post on GWA very often anymore. I've talked about this before already. The reason that that was sort of making me hesitant, and I was only uploading like every 2 weeks or like maybe once a week up until this month, was just, you know, all the reports and all of my friends getting banned or suspended. It really took a toll on not only my motivation to post there, but it just made me afraid. You know, I've said this 100 times, but Reddit is my first community. You know, it's kind of like my home. And I don't want to lose that. And I know that, like, I could just make a new username, whatever, obviously, but it's kind of just like a mood that it puts me in, I guess, to think about. So I wasn't posting very often. And a couple of weeks ago, I posted an audio that I had been working on or waiting to post for a really long time because of that fear. And the second I posted it, I immediately started receiving mass reports from the same people who have been reporting all of my friends. So I had to delete it almost immediately. I mean, within 30 minutes of posting it, probably. I deleted that one, and then they started mass reporting a lot of other things. I had to delete almost 15 posts, that were some of my most popular audios of all time on Reddit. And it just made me really sad. You know, I almost got suspended, like permanently suspended, which is what they call basically a ban on Reddit. And it just made me really depressed, if I'm honest. For the last couple of weeks, I've been really sad about it because I don't want to stop posting there. I don't want to leave that community, but I also don't want to lose the opportunity to ever, I guess, really be a part of it again. And to me, you know, if I got banned and had to come back with something else, it would really feel like losing a piece of me. And I'd get over it eventually, but it still makes me sad. So that's why you haven't seen me post on Reddit in about 3 weeks. However, I do have a website. I've been working on that for a long time. It's rubysewitch.com, and I'm slowly working on getting all of my audios uploaded to my website. It's a little bit of a process because obviously 99% of my work is based on scripts from the GWA community, and I don't want to post them off site without being able to give full and proper credit to the author. And it's not so much of a big deal if, you know, I have a link on my website that links directly to my Reddit post that has all the info, but when I have to delete a post and it's no longer there, you know, I have to make sure that I'm linking to the script on my website, and it, you know, it gets a little messy posting offsite. So just trying to make sure that I am able to give writers proper credit for their work and all of that and not upset anybody. So for now, if there is an audio that you've been looking for and it has been deleted, please let me know. I'm more than happy to link it to you because they are on Soundgasm still. And keep an eye out on my website because I may start, you know, asking writers for permission to upload there. Just, you know, and link back to their Reddit post with their script from my website, I guess. So if you're an author or a writer and you're listening to this and you would be okay with me uploading to my website, obviously, like I said, with proper credit to you and a link back to your script or, you know, your profile or whatever you want it to be, please let me know. Please send me a DM. You probably won't be able to reach me on Discord because all of my DMs on Discord are turned off, but so you can send me a Patreon message about it if you want to, or send me an email, rubysewitch@gmail.com. You know, I'd love to work with you guys. So yeah, because I love all the writers from GWA, but I'm just afraid, and it's unfortunate and it sucks and I hate it, because there's so many scripts that I want to fill, and I just don't want to get banned. And you know, if you get permanently suspended once and you come back and they find out it's you and it happens again, you get IP banned and then you can't make another Reddit account. So it's not just a matter of like, oh, just make a new account, because that doesn't always work out. And it got to a point where they were just reporting anything that had the word girl in it as, what did I say they call it? Sexualization of a minor or something like that. Like a couple of my audios that were monster girl or just girlfriend got reported for that. So, you know, it sucks. It's a really frustrating situation. So, like I said, if you're a writer who would allow me to post to my website, please let me know, because I would love to keep filling scripts from the community. Maybe I can post them on my subreddit or something. I don't know. Because I think I think whoever is doing it is targeting by count, because a lot of the audios that they reported were like a year old. So it's not like they just were scrolling through the subreddit. Like, they specifically went to my account. They found it. So I don't know. It really sucks. It's a very unfortunate situation. So yeah. But you guys know where to find me. Here, YouTube. Like I said, on my website. Discord. So yeah, if you guys have any questions about this whole situation or want to offer any advice that you think might be helpful, feel free to leave a comment, honestly, because it sucks. And I don't really know how to approach the situation any further than I have or any differently than I have. So yeah, what else is going on here? I think most of you at this point have found me on Twitch. It's a lot of fun. We play games. We have shenanigans. If you'd like to hang out and do a little shit posting and have a little laugh, then please join us on Twitch. It's Ruby Sea Witch. You know, it's one of my favorite things to do. I used to stream a lot a couple of years ago, and games are probably one of my biggest hobbies outside of making audio. So I really enjoy it. It's been a really nice sort of break during this time where I'm not able to post on GWA and stuff like that. So it's a lot of fun. Please join me. I love it. Anything else new going on? I think I got most of the big stuff. New audio booth, new possible equipment, new audio's coming, new, I don't know. Yeah, I think that's all I got for you this week. And we're going on over 20 minutes now, so I don't want to keep you guys forever. I'm going to go ahead and get started on recording the Patreon audios and that Brandswood episode, and I will see you guys tonight. I'm hoping that I'll get this out tonight. This doesn't really require a lot of editing. I usually do this almost in one take, and then I just, you know, noise cancel, compressor, you guys don't care, whatever. I put it out. Tonight we're going to play Majora's Mask on Twitch if you want to hang out. And Wednesday, if this comes out on Wednesday. If it's not Wednesday, I don't know. Try next week. All right, guys. Thank you so much for being here this month. I really appreciate all of you. Like, I wouldn't be able to do this if it weren't for you guys. You know, I'd still be working in an office and hating my life and having to wear a suit. And that sucks. Nobody wants to wear a suit, unless you do like wearing suits, in which case, man, power to you. But I like wearing as little clothes as possible because it's just too damn hot where I live. So I love you guys. Thank you so much for your support this month. I hope that you guys will be able to stay for June. I'm excited for more audios coming out, and we'll see you soon. Goodbye. Okay, bye.